This is the 12th episode of the Modcast, where Beck and I are going to talk about what is spiritual fruit and how to bear it. Please right now subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, and check out all of our podcasts on audio platforms and our website, which will be linked in the description. So to start, we're going to be talking about Galatians chapter 5, which speaks to what is spiritual fruit. And so we're going to start in verse 16 and go all the way to 24 in Galatians 5. It reads, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do these things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." So that is Galatians 5, 16 through 24. And so there's a lot to draw from this passage, but we see Paul compare, starting in verse 19, what the world looks like and things of the flesh, and he goes through a long list there. But then in verse 22, he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit," and then lists 9 attributes, starting with love. And then he goes through joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And these all can only be accessed by living a life full of the Spirit. So what is spiritual fruit? Spiritual fruit is something that is cultivated within our lives whenever we live Spirit-led lives. And how do we know that? We know that in the beginning of this passage in verse 16, when Paul says, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Because the lust of the flesh is then all of the things that he names in verse 19. And the battle, a lot, like we as Christians, every day we face a spiritual battle that chases us after these lusts of the flesh. And we must walk according to the Spirit if we want to be able to yield any of this Spirit-filled fruit. And to be able to say no to our old nature can only be done through being filled by the Spirit, because our old nature, we read all of these things that Paul talks about, adultery, fornication, and so on and so forth, and all of these things bring no glory to God. All of them draw us and separate us apart from God, and that's the lust of the flesh. In order to live a Spirit-filled life, we have to be in constant surrender to the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit consists of characteristics that make us more like Christ. We see in the life of Jesus, he exhorted all 9 of these fruits. And it starts with love, because through love, all of these other fruits named stem forth from that. Jesus sums up the whole law by talking about love. Love is what flows through Christ into our lives, being his grace, and love is what we are to exhort. And it talks about how we'll be known by that love too. And so also in 1 Corinthians 6:19 it reads, 6:19 and 20 it reads, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So whenever we do surrender to God, we are no longer our own. It also does talk about in Christ how we've been crucified with Christ, and that our lives are no longer ours, but his. And so the Holy Spirit, which is where the fruit of the Spirit is produced, is our actual own body, as it talks about in 1 Corinthians. And so spiritual fruit is stuff that can only be bared when in the scriptures, when communing with believers, when being in prayer. It can't be done apart from the word of God mm-hmm. and from the Spirit. We yeah. can't live according to these lusts of the flesh and bear mm-hmm. fruit. Mm-hmm. People can't look at our lives and see fruit if we're not tuning in mm-hmm. to fellowship with the Lord. So that right there is just a brief summary of what is spiritual fruit and then how we produce it. Beck's going to touch on that.
So going along right with that, in John 15, starting in verse 4, and we're just going to read verse 4 and 5, it says, Jesus is talking here, and he says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." So if you want to bear fruit, if you want to bear much fruit, you abide in Jesus Christ. So that's very simple, but talking about, you know, what does that look like? What's that mean? How do I abide in Jesus Christ, in him and me? I love how it says, apart from me, you can do nothing, right? A lot of times we have this idea that we can do things for God without God. But that's impossible, because what Grant was talking about, whenever we don't yield to the Holy Spirit and we're not communing with the Lord, we're partaking in those things of the flesh, right? We're choosing every day, are we going to walk in the flesh or are we going to yield to the Spirit, right? You can't do something really in the middle. If you're not working for God, are you, you're pretty much working against him, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to make a conscious effort every day to yield to the Holy Spirit. Not to be in that middle ground or to be in the works of the flesh, not to try to do things apart from God. See, Christians sometimes, you kind of develop or maybe time goes on, we try to do things without communion with the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And we try to live it on our own, thinking we can do it somehow. And yet that's when we bear the least amount of fruit. And so Christian, if you're listening and you're thinking of a time where you were bearing fruit, I'm sure you were in prayer, you were in your Bible, you were communing with the Lord and with other believers. I bet if you think about the least fruitful time as a Christian, you've been away from these things. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. So let's look about how, right? So we have to stay connected to Jesus Christ. I'll read a little bit of Psalm 1, just the first three verses. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." You want to be like a strong tree that's planted by a river with resource, nutrients, everything that it needs to live? Be in God's word. Love it. Meditate on it. Meditate means, I think in Christian talk, we think of it some weird emptiness of the mind that we think of from pop culture, but meditation is filling your mind with God's truth and just chewing on it and just thinking about it and just let it in that a verse or a statement that in God's word go over and over in your mind and thinking about that glorious truth and how it applies to you. Love meditating on God's word day and night. Talking about kind of what Grant was saying with love, I like what I was, you know, when I was listening and thinking about this week, God doesn't give us these extra things, these extra gifts, these extra fruits that are apart from him. Mm-hmm. Like Grant was saying, how they're all kind of embodied by love. God is love. He's just giving us more of himself. Mm-hmm. So if you want the fruit of the Spirit, get more of God. And James, it says, draw close to God and he'll draw close to you. That's a promise that we have from him. Mm-hmm. Every time we come close to the Lord, he'll come close to us. And he loves to shape us into the image of Jesus Christ. So if we want to bear fruit, I think it's a couple steps here. Grant said, yield to the Holy Spirit. Second step is just to be have spiritual discipline, right? And do things that draw us close to God, put us in those avenues which God pours out his grace, and we become close to him mm-hmm. and look more like Jesus Christ, because apart from him, we can do nothing. And so it's pretty simple, but it's hard, if that makes sense,
yeah.
Because we want to rely on our own strength. It's a natural thing, but being Christian, it's simple. We just have to rely on the Spirit. We have mm-hmm. to abide in Jesus Christ, But sometimes it's hard to do that because our flesh gets in the way, temptation gets in the way. But if we mortify that stuff, if we crucify it, we're going to live fruitful, full lives for the kingdom of God.
Yeah. And the Lord promises how he would send that helper. Mm-hmm. And he's given us that helper to be able to do that. And it is mm-hmm. yielding to it. And what we mean by yielding to it is seeking it out. Mm-hmm. Whenever we seek, we know that we'll find. The Lord promises that. That's another promise. Mm. And also in Garden of Eden, whenever they fell short in Genesis chapter 3, all of these lusts of the flesh are easier. These mm-hmm. are easier for mm-hmm. us to do. This first list that Paul names is easier. Mm-hmm. The second list doesn't mean that it's harder, but it's harder for the flesh to get there. We have to make that conscious mm-hmm. effort, convicted by mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit. And
the next chapter in Galatians says you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Are you going to sow to spiritual things, or are you going to sow to the things of the flesh? Because that's what you're going to reap. Yeah. That's your reward. So we have the effort. What are we going to choose?
Yeah.
You know, so.
And so, yeah, closing out, like Beck said, if there has ever been a season in our lives where it seems like we've bared fruit, it's probably because we were in prayer, we were in fellowship, we were in the Word. Mm-hmm. It's straightforward, but like Beck said, it also is hard at the same mm-hmm. time because we're so prone to the flesh. So our prayer is that as a community here, we build each other up, one another in Christ, to be able to yield to the Spirit and bear spiritual fruit, and we know how to produce it because the Lord gives us the steps throughout within the gospel. So thank you for tuning into the 12th episode of What is Spiritual Fruit and How to Bear It, and please once again subscribe to our YouTube, follow our Instagram, and check out our website and all of our audio platforms in the link in the description. Peace.